Good morning. In the midst of our many announcements, I forgot to say,
I'm so glad you're here with us, Father Ed. We're always glad to be here. Thanks for being here.
Jesus was in the desert for 40 days. What was he doing all that time? The liturgy is our primary access to Christ and to the mysteries of his life. And during Lent, each Sunday, we look into one of the mysteries with him as we prepare for his passion and his death and his resurrection. And often in the liturgy, some of the prayers that we pray give us a hint about what's going on or tell us more about the mystery. So every Mass, there's something called the preface. It starts like this. This is how you recognize it. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. That was great practice. You're right. And the preface for today tells us specifically about Jesus' temptation in the desert. It tells us this, that Jesus was overturning all of the snares of the ancient serpent. So if somebody asks you, what was Jesus doing in the desert all the time? You can say, he was overturning all the snares of the ancient serpent. What does that mean? So a snare is something, maybe use it mainly in hunting, right? It's a trap. It might be a piece of rope or string that's looped around so that when an animal steps into it, it pulls on the animal's leg and it flips you up. Or you might think of one of those like a metal clamp or a trap. And that's all Satan can do, right? He's kind of a twerp. And what he wants to do is just sort of trip people up, literally and figuratively, to make it harder to walk the path that God's made for us. And unless you're a hunter, you may not encounter a physical snare day to day, but there are a lot of people in the world who do in an even more dangerous way. You might think about it this way. This passage where Jesus is tempted in the desert, it comes right after his baptism in the Jordan. When Jesus didn't need to be baptized, he's sinless, but he enters into baptism so that we can follow him there. The water that we receive in baptism, he made it holy by going there. And at his baptism, the Father speaks these words to Jesus. You are my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Now the Jordan River is on the border between Israel and the country of Jordan. And after Israel and Jordan had war for only 1 week in 1967, to prevent additional possible terrorist attacks, the whole area around the place where Jesus was baptized, people filled in with landmines. And so it's been inaccessible for about 60 years. Starting in 2018, Jewish, Christian, and Muslim leaders got together in cooperation with the governments of Israel and Jordan to start removing those landmines. There were 6,000. The monasteries that had surrounded this holy site were abandoned. The churches that were there were emptied. There was this kind of like alternate site where there weren't any landmines, or if you wanted to go, you could go there. But you could go to the actual site. This is what Jesus is doing for us in the desert. He's clearing out the landmines, right? All the traps that Satan wants to lay for us in our humanity, right? The temptation, the addiction, the family problem that seems like it will never go away or never could go away. Right? Jesus goes and he lives in the desert and experiences, even though he's divine, all of the temptation that we can experience. But because he's divine, he comes through it unscathed. He's going through the desert, overturning the snare. This is, in a particular way, what he's doing for you, Lily and Kim, as you're preparing for baptism. We'll pray over you today before the rite of election this afternoon, when your names will be enrolled with those throughout our diocese who are preparing for the sacrament of baptism at Easter. Jesus, when he went into the desert, brought us kind of this new flood through baptism. There's this old flood, right, that destroyed the earth. There's this new flood of water in baptism that's meant to wash away everything from our old life
and make us new and whole.
This is what you're preparing for,
and what we're so proud of to be able to accompany you through.
What is Christ doing in the desert? He's making it impossible for us to go through anything alone. Whatever has happened to us, he has already been through it and emerged victorious.